streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch, and the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlansport.com.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Quite the week. Woo. We're running out of words to describe what's going on around here. Colin will be back on Monday. Alex Curry has been with me all week. And now we have Matt Leinart in studio, which is very exciting. Welcome, Matt.
Thanks for
joining us.
It's good to see you guys.
Fox Sports College football analyst Matt and the Big Noon crew will be on the road all season long, starting with Penn State at Purdue September 1st on Fox and Big Noon kickoff live in Austin.
Ooh, that'll be fun.
Alabama, Texas on September 10th on Fox. Yeah, I might have to ask
Sneak
for...
Out.
Yeah.
Let's see.
We'll get you.
Maybe ask for a little
cool.
pass or something.
Yeah.
You know,
do
some social media stuff. You know,
yeah. Do we know a guy?
Do some TikToks or something.
You
can you put
know.
A good word for me, Matt? All right. Well, USC, that's your spot,
yep.
And they are headed to the Big Ten. What was your initial reaction to this news? Because this is massive.
It's still like trying to process them being a part of the Big Ten here in a couple of years. I was shocked at the initial announcement. I can't say that I'm surprised that it happened. I think. When you look at, you know, the current landscape of college football, where it's going, Oklahoma and Texas really being that first domino last year to say, hey, we're going to the SEC for their obvious reasons. USC being a massive national brand still, despite kind of the lack of competitiveness on the field, it just was a no-brainer. So shocked, just the initial kind of shock reaction, but not surprised that they made this move that will greatly benefit them and UCLA.
How does this affect college football moving forward? Because obviously anytime there's a massive change like this, everyone freaks out.
Right.
But what does it really mean for college football?
Well, I mean, I think we're going towards, it feels like a pro model, right? With two mega conferences. You have the SEC, which is brought in Oklahoma and Texas. Now you have the Big Ten, which is bringing in USC and UCLA. And you know, the whole landscape is shifting. You know, you talk about, okay, what happens to the Pac-12? The Big 12 was able to, you know, bring in some new membership last year, to kind of survive. But the overall landscape, that is shifting. I think NIL is another thing, the transfer portal. There's so many different issues right now that you just said it, like it happens, like, oh my God, everyone's freaking out, what's gonna happen? It's all going to settle down at some point. It is the new norm. And I think we have to get used to that, for better, for worse. And yeah, but it's, you know, it's kind of like you either have to be a part of the future, you sink or you swim. And some teams are going to sink and some teams are going to jump off and try and survive, you know?
Well, you know, I don't like to consider myself an elitist, but I do like well-run things.
Mm-hmm.
Everything doesn't have to be big, but I do think it needs to be well-run. And when you look at the landscape of college football, and I do also like to point out that, you know, the NIL and this move doesn't just affect college football. It doesn't even just affect men's sports. Like, mm-hmm. there are thousands of student athletes that this whole entire, all of these changes affect.
Yep.
We usually all, and rightfully so, talk about football because it's the biggest revenue generator. But when you make these sweeping changes, you have to understand how many people this affects. That said, I'm very pro NIL. We were both college athletes, me and Alex. Our brothers were mm-hmm. college athletes. Lots of friends who were college athletes. You were a college athlete. And part of the reasons why these sweeping changes happen are because you let things get so bad. Like, you can't have students wondering where their next meal is coming from.
Right.
This is nonsense. So you allow these things to come downhill and don't change anything. And then it becomes the state that it is now. But where are you on NIL?
I'm fully supportive. I work for you know, Hall of Goats is an NIL company, an NFT platform that I work for, a couple others. And I'm all for it. And I think, as you said, it's given an opportunity, not for just men, but for women's sports, all sports, to make money. Now, not everyone's going to make the same amount of money that we're seeing some of these football players make or even some of these basketball players make, but the opportunity is there. And I think with, you know, a move like USC and UCLA, what they're doing for their student athletes, and again, I'm speaking for those two schools, it's only going to enhance those opportunities. Playing in the Big Ten, you know, playing, you know, teams like Ohio State, Michigan, those schools coming out to the West Coast and the LA market,
yeah.
You know, the exposure for both sides, for the Big Ten and for USC and UCLA, is great. But NIL in general, I'm all for it. It's so funny. I'm been a part of a lot of conversations, a lot of with marketing agents, with parents, and I walk away with some of these conversations. I'm like, oh my gosh, like, this is wild. Like, is this really what's great for amateur athletes and high school athletes, that the amount of money that's getting thrown their way? But it's the new norm, and it's happening, and it should happen. And I think the market will set itself for the next couple of years.
Yeah.
And, you know, the money that's being thrown out, no one really knows. Like, they're just doing this because at this point it's like, hey, we want these players to come to our school. And they're doing it that way. But I'm all for NIL. I think the opportunities are endless if you do it the right way. And it's here to stay. So we have to get used to it.
Well, not all change is good change. Not all change is perfect, but change is inevitable. It
yep.
is the one guarantee in life, and everyone, you know, doesn't handle it the same way. But my point earlier, I think people who see things coming around the corner often separate themselves very quickly. And this move
yep.
with UCLA and USC is smart for all those reasons that you mentioned, most namely being exposure. I think when we talk about NIL and the direction that college sports is heading, the words that we use are very important. Like, people talk about kids and buying players and paying players. And I'm like, okay, but they're adults. They're 18-year-olds. So they're adults, young adults. Could I have done it? All open for conversation, but regardless, they're 18-year-olds, they're adults,
yep.
right? That's what we're legally saying. Two, no one's being purchased, right? This is not an exchange for a human body. There's no one being purchased. These are legitimate contracts that you could do if you were a TikTok star,
right.
that you're doing if you're an athlete. And no one is paying players from the actual school. So I think the words that are being thrown around here are very confusing for people when you talk about the reaction to what's actually happening. And that, I think, is also swaying the conversation and making it much more difficult to find solutions.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's like collectives, and there's
right.
obviously the boot. There's all of these things being thrown out. And again, for so many years, everyone was saying players should get paid and this and that. And let's do it. And now all of a sudden it's here. Now everyone's like, no, we shouldn't. We get like, it just like it went from 0 to 180 like in a day. So the policies are changing every single day. The rules are changing every single day. And that's fine because at some point we're going to kind of level itself out and we'll have a plan. But like to your point and to the point of where I think college football is headed, it's going to become the NFL in a sense where like you have these two conferences. Transfer portal is free agency. It literally is free agency right now with NIL. Will there be a players union at some point with, will they unionize the college athletes? Maybe, which is probably what you're talking about too. And then, you know, the governance, there's no governance right now. So, all of those things are down the line. It's going to happen in the next 3 to 5 years probably. But yeah, there's a lot of confusion on the NIL front. There's a lot of, you know, you can't pay for play, you can't buy players, but there's a lot of people out there trying to figure out loopholes and trying to figure out ways to get players. And it's going to, I've been in enough of these conversations where it's all going to kind of iron itself out and it'll make everybody happy. But right now, man, like the Wild Wild West is the term that's being thrown out. It is legitimately the Wild Wild West. It
well,
is.
To your point about like it balancing out, this is why I can't get outraged about a whole lot. There's enough real world stuff to be outraged about. Right. I'm not going to freak out about a young person being paid $9 million. By the way, it's not your young person. It's not your kid who's been sitting around eating chips all day. These are the best athletes at their age in the world at what they do. There's a reason why they're being paid this money.
By the way, I will say this, and I was told this in the NFL as a professional, but coaches, everyone, and now the other, make the money while you can.
Of course.
Go and make as much money as you can. We all know that. That's like, that's simple business, but especially in sports, especially in football, where you're 98% of these players aren't going to make the NFL. I don't care if you're a five-star coming out of high school.
Right.
Go make the money that you can because you are not guaranteed that. It's in anything, but especially sports. So I don't have a problem with the amount of money. Like, it is what it is. Like at some point, like, you have to be realistic about expectations about the money that you can earn as a player. And whether that's a female basketball player or a male tennis player, it doesn't matter. But, like, go get it. Like, I'm not mad at you. Go
get it. I'm not paying you. Yeah. It's not changing my life. And for that matter, Alex and I have talked about this a lot when it comes to college sports is, like, you're supposed to be getting an education, right? You're supposed to be advancing your life. You're supposed to be, you're in college mm-hmm. to advance your opportunities for success in life. So maybe you give them, I don't know, a financial education. I didn't have one. I didn't know about real estate. I don't know about stock market. I didn't know how to open a bank account. So like these are opportunities to teach young people about financial literacy at a much younger age with real money, not monopoly money that you talk about in a class.
And there's high schools that are doing that because in the state of California, it's legal, you know, to make money off your NIL. There's a lot of states that still haven't passed that policy and they will. So in my mind, that is like the most important thing because I've been in conversations where people have no clue how to even use a credit card.
Right.
Like I didn't know how to use a credit card when I was 17.
No.
Or they don't know like, you know, how to form an LLC or any of these things. So the financial literacy courses, which I know high schools are starting to do that, especially in this state, colleges are starting to do that. Like when I was in the NFL, we had someone come to training camp to talk about financial education. And that was it. It wasn't a course. You know, we're obviously, you're grown men and you're professional and you have your job and whatever, but like they need to institute that because one, kids will get taken advantage of if they don't naturally. And two, they'll spend all their money because they don't know what to do with it. So it's a great point. And I think institutions and high schools, they're starting to understand like we need to start teaching that.
We've got Matt Leinart in studio with us. So some fun stuff. What are you expecting from USC this year?
I expect them to be really good. Like, honestly, I spent a lot of time there with spring, went to the spring game, obviously close with Lincoln and the staff. And look, he's done a great job. He got obviously great transfers. Caleb Williams was huge. Jordan Addison was huge. He's got some key guys on the defensive side of the ball to just kind of – it reminds me a lot of what Mel Tucker did last year. And even Chip Kelly at UCLA, you got to build through the transfer portal when you take over a roster that listen, they didn't have a strong roster. And he's done that so far. I think I hate putting wins on a thing, but I definitely think they will be good enough to compete for a Pac-12 championship. There's no doubt. And listen, you win a conference, you have a chance to maybe make the college football playoff. There's a couple, you know, Utah will be tough, Notre Dame will be tough, but you look at the schedule, you know, there's a lot of wins that they should have on that schedule.
Do you have a surprise school that could make a run at the title this year?
I know it's surprise early. Surprise school. Look, I think Ohio, I mean, Ohio State's not a surprise school,
yeah.
But like Bama and Ohio State to me are just the top two again. I think Texas A&M has a shot. They had a great year last year, but Jimbo's done an unbelievable job there. I think USC has a shot to like to get to a playoff, which would be, I think, a surprise. But it's so early. It's so early to tell. I just can't wait, man. We're like 2 months away. I mean, this has been like the wildest. I think I tweeted, like, I don't remember, like, the you know, obviously the move yesterday, Saban and Jimbo Fisher having a beef online, which was awesome, you know, like
amazing.
A genuine beef.
So good.
Like that, and that beef goes like a long way. There's a lot of history there,
oh, yeah.
Personal. You know, just NIL obviously has been huge. It's just, it's exciting, you know?
It really feels like there's no downtime in sports anymore.
There isn't.
It's just like the NFL offseason was insane. The NBA offseason has been crazy. Kevin Durant wants to trade now.
I know.
The signings have been nuts. It's
and this
it's
is like the time. This is the time, I think we all, like, as sports fans, you know, like once the NBA finals are over and hockey obviously just finishing. I think is hockey still going on?
No, they finished.
This is like that dead period before football, fantasy football, all those things, you know. But yeah, with NBA free agency, this stuff, like, it is just nonstop, which is great.
It is. We love it. We're very excited for the college football season. Again, Matt and the Big Noon crew will be on road all season long. Penn State, Purdue, September 1st on Fox and from Austin, from Austin. Bama, Texas, September 10th on Fox. Thanks so much for joining us, Matt. It's great to have you in studio.
Good to see you guys. You too.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5, that's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms and responsible gaming resources.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com. Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips, I'm going to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo Zero Pouches. Black Buffalo's Zero Pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip, but they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Bold flavor, full pouches. Black Buffalo Zero Pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors dippers love. Mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even blood orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin?
Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Bridgestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Bridgestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Enjoy your holiday weekend, and let's get to Alex Curry with the news.
No. Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Well, we're sticking with the big news of the day. At the end of our show yesterday, when Kevin Durant formally requested a trade out of Brooklyn Nets GM Sean Marks is reportedly working with Durant and his agent to find him a new home. Reports indicate that the Suns and the Heat are among KD's preferred destinations, and reportedly more than half the league has already checked in with Brooklyn about what it would take to trade for him, which we've talked about is probably going to be a lot. Now, according to Fox Bet, Joy, your Miami Heat are the current favorite to acquire Durant at plus 300, with the Grizzlies and Suns behind them at plus 500. Now, remember, what makes Durant so valuable right now is he signed a four-year contract extension with the Nets, which kicks in this week. So if you trade for him, you're not just getting him for a year. You're getting him for a decent amount of time here. I know. Shoot your shot, Joy.
Bow in the 305.
So when the news first broke yesterday, I think everyone was shocked, a little shook. And then once it marinated a little more, it all started to make sense. This is why KD wasn't getting involved with the Kyrie conversation and the contract stuff. This is why he wasn't talking about the Nets' future. I mean, it was all kind of, the cards were all slowly laying out. Like he was slowly showing his hand to everybody. But it makes sense. You have to admit defeat. It did not work. The big three, the supposed big three, did not work in Brooklyn.
No.
And why not cut your losses sooner than later? He is in the win now part of his career. He deserves to be on a win now team. Go out and find it. Who wouldn't want Kevin? I mean, everyone wants Kevin Durant.
Well, everyone wants Kevin Durant. I think... You know, obviously there's going to be some negative reaction to Kevin Durant because people just, that's how they feel about Kevin Durant's career. I personally don't get it. I had no problem with him leaving OKC.
No.
What's he supposed to do? Of course he's going to leave OKC.
Yeah.
And he won two championships as the best player on those Golden State teams. KD said it, Draymond said it earlier this week. They wouldn't have won those championships without him. You can argue all you want that they would have, it don't matter because it happens. And he was the best player on those teams, won finals MVP twice. He is a certified superstar, one of the greatest to ever play the game. Now, it didn't work in Brooklyn. Sometimes it just doesn't work. Sometimes you take a swing and it doesn't work. What you shouldn't do is double down on a mistake.
No.
I don't have any problem with him leaving Brooklyn. People arguing that he needs to have some loyalty to Brooklyn. Brooklyn chose to give him this leeway and him and Kyrie this control. I do think that KD is in a space now where he doesn't want that. He wants to go to a place where he doesn't have to make those decisions, where he doesn't have to do heavy recruiting, where he doesn't have to feel like he is the one that everyone is pointing to. Why is this going on? Why is that going on? When you're in a good culture, you don't have to do that. You can just play basketball.
Yeah.
We talk about this all week. We talk about this constantly. Culture matters. Mm-hmm. When you drive into work in the morning, do you have to deal with 10,000 other things that is not your actual job? Because that's going to keep you from being successful. And I think that's where KD is at this point in his career. And I mean, if you look at the options of places that have assets to get him, if we put that list up again of the favorites to get him, obviously the Heat are were a Jimmy Butler shot away from the finals again. The Suns have been trending in the right direction for some time now and have really established a new culture there. Love what the Grizzlies have done. I don't have the Blazers don't have we don't have their odds up there. Hawks just made big moves. Who knows what they had to give up to get him? I don't love the Knicks at all, but the rest of those teams all make sense, and they're building something.
Yeah,
and that's what you want to go to. Don't go somewhere where you have to do all of it, where you have to be the architect, where you have to have a say in everything that goes on. Just go somewhere where you can hoop for the next 4 years and try to win a championship.
Yeah. One of my favorite moments, though, was just before this news broke, Ben Simmons posted this to his Instagram story. We have it. There we go. Feeling incredible. This was legit okay. moments before the news broke. So I don't know if this is a little bit of karma coming back at Ben Simmons.
Okay.
It's going to be... Did he know? It's your team now. Are you going to... what's?
Well, I mean, who knows what's going to happen with the rest of what's going on in Brooklyn? I don't... anything
before,
is on the
this
table
is moments
now.
Moments before the news came out that KD requested a trade.
That's amazing. I didn't
know.
See that.
Yeah, that's... sorry, buddy. Better luck next time. Yeah.
I mean, this is also probably part of the reason why KD is leaving.
Well, how do you think that makes someone feel? That's got to be gnarly.
Who?
You come in, it's like, yeah, no, this isn't going to work. This is the third guy you're
giving
us. Ben
Simmons hasn't played basketball in a very long time.
I know.
This is not his prerogative to tell Kevin Durant what to do.
So I'm saying a little bit of karma.
I mean, I don't know if it's karma. Like, if he's saying he's not ready and he's injured, like, that's what it is. But he just doesn't play basketball. So
yeah.
Kevin Durant can't sign up for that.
Can't have two.
Yes, exactly.
Can't have two people doing that. All right, moving on. Despite not playing a game for the Pelicans this season due to a broken foot, speaking of availability, Zion Williamson is reportedly getting a 5-year rookie max extension worth up to $231 million. Now, this comes after Zion previously said he wouldn't be able to sign a deal fast enough if offered. And now this deal will keep the former number one overall pick under team control through 2027 through the 2028 season. I don't really think Zion had another choice at this point. I mean, maybe the first year he did, but he had only played 85 games. 85 games in three seasons. He'd missed 64% of the games since he's been in the NBA. So I think it was the best deal for both of them. Why wouldn't you take a max deal at this point, especially since you've been so injury prone? We don't know what you can be, and we haven't really seen what the Pelicans can be with a healthy Zion and the roster they have now, which they've proven they can be great without Zion.
Good. I wouldn't go as far as great.
Okay.
But fair. They are building something there. They have some momentum. Yeah. I do think that what the details of this contract will be interesting because of his injury issues. As you mentioned, he's missed quite a bit of time.
What 64%
of the games. He is going into a very important offseason.
Mm-hmm.
The concerns about Zion coming into the league have proved to be very, very true in that his body is not durable.
Mm-mm.
I think this is the right choice for the Pelicans
to
sign him to this deal. I think it's the right choice for Zion. Not that, to your point, that he had choices that he was going to take this money, of course.
Mm-hmm.
I like what the Pelicans have going on. I love Zion. I hope he can play this year, but it's going to be on Zion.
It is.
It's your body.
Yeah. Let's see those.
You're responsible for it.
Those viral dunks in a game. Let's move this like practice.
Well, he needs to treat his body like he's a professional. Like this is not
get
an accident
trainer,
that LeBron James.
Chef.
Yes, but do it. No one else can control your body.
No.
But you.
Yeah. Take control.
Yeah.
You have money. We all know the
contract
deal.
It's not even the money. Like it's about being intentional.
Oh, it's expensive.
The Pelicans
though.
It is, but it's the Pelicans expensive. Are going to provide him with everything he needs as well. You have to do it. You
mm-hmm.
have to come in shape. You
yep.
have to trim down. You have to watch what you eat. Like that's all part of doing this.
Yeah.
You know,
that's what makes a great player.
Me and Alex
LeBron.
Can eat tacos every day. It doesn't matter. Right. Whatever.
Yeah. I mean, technically no, but did I have tacos last night?
I yes, don't, I but you know,
I love tacos. All right, Joy. The USFL's first ever season comes down to Sunday's championship game between the Philadelphia Stars and the Birmingham Stallions. After a 10-week regular season in Birmingham, the semifinals and Sunday's championship game were moved to the Pro Football Hall of Fame Stadium in Canton, Ohio. The Stallions have seemed to be the team to beat all season after starting 8-0, but they'll be going against a Stars team that has led the league in scoring at 26.2 points per game. And the Stallions and Stars met once during the regular season. The Stallions won 30-17. I think we said earlier we are both taking the Stallions. Catch the USFL Championship game Sunday at 7:30 Eastern on Fox.
Yeah, this is going to be exciting, especially from that stadium, big time on Fox. It's been a great season for the USFL. I'm happy about it. I think it gives a lot of people opportunities, and they've been able to try a bunch of different innovative things that have really worked out. So I'm going with the Stallions in this game,
mm-hmm.
but Stars and Stallions Sunday, 7:30 Eastern on Fox for the USFL Championship. That's Alex Curry with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herdline News.
Next and best for last, we're going Hollywood. Where will Kevin Durant end up in the movie poster for his next team? That's on the Herd.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sportsbook, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms and responsible gaming resources.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com. Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips, I'm going to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo Zero pouches. Black Buffalo's Zero pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip, but they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Bold flavor, full pouches. Black Buffalo Zero pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors dippers love. Mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even blood orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Michelin tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office, install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Welcome back to The Herd. Joy Taylor in for Colin Cowherd. It's been an exciting week. Colin will be back from his vacation on Monday with I'm sure lots of exciting fire
takes. He's going to come in on fire.
On everything that has gone on this week. And we will probably get some news over the weekend as well. But the big news yesterday was Kevin Durant requesting a trade from the Brooklyn Nets. A bit unexpected. Not surprising. Unexpected. No. And we love summer blockbusters. Very much looking forward to Thor, Love and Thunder.
Oh, I love Thor.
That's going to be an exciting one. So we thought we'd create some movie posters of our own based around KD leaving to certain teams. So Alex, let's get this started.
All right, what would the movie title be if Kevin Durant is traded to the Heat?
Well, that would be The Godfather's Epic.
Oh.
Now listen, you know how I feel about Pat Riley. Yeah. You know me, you know how I feel about Pat Riley. They're the favorites to land Durant, according to Fox Bets. They have reached the conference finals in two of the last three seasons since Jimmy Butler joined the team. So for whatever you think of the Miami Heat, they're quite good. Quite good, whether you like them or not. They have a lot of tradable assets, and they can also give draft picks. And Pat Riley has been very aggressive with stars. Mm-hmm. He works well with stars, and he has wanted to complete this rebuild with Jimmy Butler. Adding Kevin Durant for the next 4 years would certainly satisfy that. I love this. Also, and a small personal note, I watched The Godfather for the first time this week.
The first time?
You know, I've seen parts of it. It's egregious, but
wow.
I've seen parts of it throughout my life because
okay.
How do you miss The Godfather?
Yeah.
But I've watched it all the way through. It's the longest movie ever, by the way. But I watched it all the way
one?
Through. No, I got one down.
Okay.
One down.
I'm like, you gotta watch all of them.
I gotta watch all of them
back
to back.
One down.
Like days to give away.
Yep.
It's a great movie.
Yeah.
If you were wondering, great movie.
Yeah. I think it's trending again.
Five stars.
Because of the new TV show that's out where they're showing the making.
Yeah, The Offer.
The Offer.
Colin
The Offer.
Loves that show.
I love it.
Is
I'm
it?
Only like four episodes in, but it's amazing. The acting.
Maybe I'll start. I'm just about to finish those.
Well, now that you've actually seen The Godfather, you're going to
appreciate
this
it
show.
More.
Like, it's insane. Okay. What went into it. Now watch it.
All right.
Okay, moving on. What would the movie title be if Kevin Durant is traded to the Suns?
Some like it really hot. All right, so the Suns are obviously a contender.
Yeah.
They have established stars. They had the best record in the NBA last season. Obviously didn't go the way they wanted it to in the postseason. Chris Paul struggled a little bit. But that trio is something. Mm-hmm. I love Monty Williams. Love Monty Williams. He's done an amazing job there. The owner always makes me a little nervous, but he has been quiet as of recent. And they can also offer up to four future first round picks, can the Suns. So they have a lot tradable assets and a lot of picks. So they are at the advantage in that space. And also this is a place that Kevin Durant has mentioned is a place he'd want to go.
Mm-hmm.
So I like the Heat more, obviously, but this would also be a great destination for him as well.
All right. What would the movie title be if Kevin Durant is traded to my Lakers?
The King and I.
Ooh.
Yes.
Ooh.
They are the two of the greatest scorers in NBA history. Would combine for six titles, five MVPs, six finals MVP awards. This would be absolute basketball anarchy. Now, the Lakers would have to give up and Anthony Davis in a trade like this because they don't have any assets at all. But, I mean, this would be chaos.
I mean,
we're
going
to talk about rooting for anarchy. This would be anarchy.
Yes.
You think people hate the Lakers now?
Yes.
Forget it. Forget it.
Do
you
it.
You guys are going to get the
Do
Miami
it.
Heat Big Three treatment. Like, you won't know what hit you. Be prepared.
Food everywhere they go.
Like,
oh,
listen,
man.
It is going to be, it would be mayhem
Lake
if this
show.
Happens. I do not think this is going to happen in the slightest, but it would be absolute anarchy.
I love it.
All right.
Here for all of that. All right. What would the movie title be if Kevin Durant is traded to the Warriors? That might be more anarchy.
Would it be more anarchy if he went back to the Warriors, if he went to the Lakers? No, I think it would be more anarchy if he went to the Lakers. Because more people hate the Lakers than the Warriors. It's close.
Yeah.
It's close as of late. But
there's
more of a history of hating the Lakers than hating the Warriors. And it would kind of be like, you know, a reunion. People would be mad about it, but I'm probably not as mad as the first time. I don't know. It's close.
Yeah.
Warriors, Lord of the Rings, The Return of KD. I love Lord of the Rings, actually.
I love Lord of the Rings, too.
Good watch. They have a ton of assets, too. Again, I don't think this happens at all.
Mm-mm.
There's still a little bit of animosity there. But the Warriors have won four of the last eight titles, two of them, of course, with Kevin Durant as Finals MVP and the best player on those teams. They could definitely make this happen, but would they? I don't know. I think the most realistic is the Heat or the Suns. I'm rooting for the Heat in that spot, but it's going to be an entertaining summer. I can tell you that.
I can't wait. I mean, we're on KD watch. This is great.
Well, it's just a gift.
It's just a gift. The offseason has been a gift that keeps on giving. Like, both leagues. It has not stopped. This beautiful chaos. You think you know something, and then something crazy like this happened, like, this time yesterday.
Well,
you found out.
You can't rule anything out.
No.
Like, he has 4 years left on his deal. It used to be unheard of that this would happen.
Yeah. Because it's KD.
Well,
and he can do whatever you want when you're the best player.
We're in a different era of stars in both the NFL and the NBA of empowerment and leverage and I guess an understanding that stars can make things really difficult for you if you don't collaborate with them. And particularly in the NBA, you see this more, but you know, we did just see it a few times around in the NFL as well. I'm okay with it. I think that it's better if you are a star and you're going to force your way out to force your way into a situation where you don't have to be the guy who makes all the decisions. For all this talk about Brooklyn and Kevin Durant and all the, concessions that Brooklyn made for Kevin Durant and Kyrie for that matter, I think at this point, KD seems to have realized like that's a stressful way to go about things, making all those decisions, having a say in everything that the front office and the organization does, and then you're held accountable for it. I mean, we know that LeBron has a lot of say in a lot of things, and people blame LeBron in many ways for a lot of the things that have happened with the Lakers because they feel like his influence is what has, you know, led them in that direction. I don't think that LeBron influences every decision that they make, but we all know he does have final say on things. Like, we know that. When you're in that situation, you're going to get blamed for things. So I think Brooklyn was an experiment. It failed. It happens.
It's okay.
Scientists do it every day. And then you know what? They do it again. And then eventually we get life-saving medicine. That's how it goes. I know that's not how you think things go, but that is how science works. So you can try things. It doesn't work. You leave.
Yeah.
You bail. There's no sense in doubling down on something that's not working. And I don't think it's all in Brooklyn. I don't think it's all in Kevin Durant. I do think a large part of this is on Kyrie Irving, but really it looks like unless Kyrie and KD end up in Los Angeles, so I think there's a very slim chance of that happening, we're going to get to see how they play apart from each other again. So it's been an insane week. I can't wait to see what decision he makes.
Go to the Heat. Come to Miami or the Lakers.
Miami's better. Pat Riley, 305. Thank you so much for joining me and Alex this week. Colin, we'll be back on Monday. Enjoy your weekends. You're listening to The Herd.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey, everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Dakovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Dakovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Dakovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Dakovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. I love it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Dakovas.com. Stores are great, but it's TECOVAS.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.